From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Time to get into it. The DM deep dive happens on the show every day. See what people are saying.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Rini is asking, what would you choose, the blue door or the red door? So the blue door, you go inside and go 15 years into the future with $50 million.
Okay.
Or the red door, start your life from the age of 10, but with all the knowledge you have now.
Did you say 50 million or 15?
You go 15 years into the future with $50 million in the blue door. And then the red door, you start your life from the age of 10, but with all the knowledge you have now. So knowing everything you know now.
You have to go future. Because I would screw something up going back, and I wouldn't have this job. I wouldn't have my kid. I wouldn't you would have to do everything perfectly if you wanted
Including all your mistakes.
Yes, exactly.
Make the same mistakes at the exact time.
Yeah.
No, there's going into the future.
There's no way.
With 50 mil, what happens, knock on wood, what happens if in 10 years' time, you're no longer here? And then you go 15 years in the future and you got 50 mil and you show up and people are like,
yeah,
who's this Ghost Mocha showing up?
Yeah.
Did you fake your death? Or where did you come from?
Or you would just shoot 15 years into the future and you just would cease to exist. Like, you wouldn't be alive.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But no, like, not you, new Mocha, walking around. Like, you would inhabit the life that you would have at that time.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, you're just gone.
Like,
yeah. I would have to take the future.
Yeah, I would gamble on the future as well.
Yeah, because I would screw it up and I would be miserable.
Yeah. What would you do, Maria?
I'm actually going to go red door. Because here's the thing. At my age right now, if I go 15 years into the future, I would miss the part of like me potentially getting married, me potentially having kids, like all that part that I would like to still experience. So I feel like if I were to go 10 years back, I would still do the things that I've done and make the mistakes, but maybe change a few little things, but then re-get to experience my life growing up and then also get to experience me as an adult.
It's still risky though. One alternate move could change your entire life, Maria.
There's a few things I wish I would change.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'm guessing, Maura, you would go back and just build yourself a whole different life.
I would go back also because Maria said you'd have the knowledge of today. So I'd go back knowing to invest in Apple, knowing.
But you wouldn't be married to Matthew.
But I'm investing in Apple.
But you wouldn't be. What I'm saying is that you don't worry about making mistakes that you don't wind up in the exact same life you have now.
Yeah, but also I get to with the knowledge, I get to hang out with my dad at the singles parties again.
Yeah, but you're still a child, though,
man.
I know, but with the knowledge I have now.
You would do what with it?
7-year-old Maury at a singles party.
What would you do with that knowledge?
with a bunch of single mid-30-year-olds.
Like, what would you
What would you do?
No, but I'd be able to like warn him of the future or something. Like,
wow.
Like, stay away from Russian Rita?
And like, he's going to listen to you, right?
Yeah.
Papa, no.
Yeah. No, that's Russian Rita. You don't know what you're doing.
Shut up, Maury.
Yeah, get back in the cold room.
Yeah, like, you got no power.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right, Matt says, on a recent Ask Roz and Mocha, Roz says he doesn't cry while cutting onions. Mm-hmm. I saw a chef on the Food Network say that a very sharp knife will prevent crying because the enzymes that make you cry from the onion skin are being crushed. Since we know Roz has good knives and Maury cuts everything with a butter knife, it makes sense that Roz does not cry.
Is that true?
No, I cut everything with a steak knife.
Right, yes.
Now you do.
Yes. You know, I've heard that many times about the sharp knife thing.
Is that true?
It is to a certain extent, yeah. However, like, Catherine made me cut an onion the other day, and I cut the whole thing and then scraped it all off into the pot. She was making a soup, mm-hmm. and then I put the cutting board back on the table, and then she went over to the counter to use the same cutting board to cut a carrot. And she started crying just by having her face over the cutting board.
Did you wash
that I cut
or
onions?
Wash the
no, I just scraped
board?
It all off into the pot, and then I just put the cutting board there because I knew she had to cut other stuff.
But if she went to cut the carrot on that cutting board, wouldn't it then take? Oh no, but it's going in the.
It's going. It's all going in the same
sorry.
Pot.
For some reason, I thought she was going to go to cut a carrot to have as a snack.
No.
I think it depends on the onion.
It's all onions with her, like every onion.
Matthew could be cutting an onion in the kitchen. I'd be crying in the living room.
Yeah, that's the same way with my family.
You sure it's
too.
The onion?
Yeah. Yeah. Or is he yelling at you? Sorry, I walked all over your joke there, Maria. I apologize.
It's all right. I really had that one.
We got time for one more DM, please.
Okay. Melissa says, hey, Maria, welcome to the show. You're such a fresh breath of air. I've been a longtime fan. I've been listening since I was 16. I am now 30. I used to miss the bus on purpose. My mom would drive me in as she always listened to the show going to work, and it became our morning routine.
Wow.
She would have loved you. She passed away in 2013, but never missed a show. Her favorite was always Mocha. Hey. P.S. I share bad dad jokes with Shem. The best was, why can't melons get married in a church?
Why?
I don't know. She didn't give me the answer.
She didn't give the answer?
No.
Shem, what's the answer?
I got to find her. I don't know. I got to see Melissa's, man. I thought,
guys.
Oh, my God. I didn't know. Hold on.
Hold on. What is it? Why?
She said, P.S. I share bad.
No. What?
Sorry.
It's a joke.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm having issues reading again.
I don't need the biography again. Why can't melons what?
Get married in a church.
Married in a church. Okay. Oh, okay. You guys want to know the punchline?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because they can't elope. Okay. Thank you for all of your DMs. What's that person's name?
Melissa.
Melissa, thank you for your dedication to the show after all these years. Sorry about the passing of your mom. We appreciate you. We love you. And we love everyone that sends in their DMs. Keep them coming in so we can talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
DM Deep Dive time. This is the part of the show where we go through the DMs that you are sending in to us.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Matt says, is Maria jealous of the guy from Prison Break because he's now married, or does she only want to date a real criminal?
Okay, backstory. Maria expressed interest in becoming pen pals with convicts, which was a shock to all of us, especially because her mother was there when she said it.
And since making that revelation on the show, do you have people in your DMs, Maria, sending you like bios or links or like other IG accounts to follow or TikToks to follow?
Yes, I've had people create memes about me dating prisoners.
Oh, wow.
I've had people say, do you want to marry my cousin? He's been convicted.
Oh, my God.
Of all kinds. People sending me pictures of criminals just because. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So that's my dating thing now. Apparently criminals. Yeah. Wow.
Apparently, it was your idea.
Listen, I didn't say that I wanted to end up with a criminal. I just said they have ones you can be pen pals with.
Yeah, because you can change them.
No,
right?
I can't change.
You said you wanted to go and do crafts with
them. Yeah, because I thought maybe they'd be like, you know, like they need people there too.
Yeah. Oh, you need a hobby.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Next DM.
Mark says, I got a deep dive question for Roz. Mm-hmm. Does he still feel this way? I believe I've heard him also say that he is fun, and he sent a portion of the podcast where he listened to this clip of Roz.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Yeah. which I have to bring up every year because it's debatable as to whether this is actually Star Wars Day.
What do you mean? May the Fourth.
No, I know.
May the Fourth be with you.
This is like...
Oh, you're one of those.
No, I'm not one of...
You gotta suck the fun out of everything.
No,
here
I'm
go.
Not. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so all I'm saying is that there is a group of people, okay, who believe that May the 4th is only Star Wars Day for shticky punny non-Star Wars fans. And that actual Star Wars Day is May 25th because that was the day the original Star Wars was released.
Nobody says May the 25th be with you.
I'm just saying, man.
What do you believe?
I don't care.
So why even bring that part up?
Well, I guess
like,
I...
just.
Because I like to suck the fun out of most things.
Thank you for finally admitting that.
I'm not a fun guy.
So this person wants to know whether or not Roz
thinks he's fun or he's not fun, because Roz has said both.
Does Roz still like to suck the fun out of everything?
Yes.
You know my motto? What's my motto, Mocha? I'm not happy until you're not happy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
Beautiful.
So that's the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. No fun. No fun for Roz.
Yeah, no
for
fun.
For anyone. Not just for him, but just for anyone.
Zero.
All right. What else we got today, Maria?
All right. April says, I have a question for you guys that I thought would be interesting to hear your thoughts on. White hair. How would you feel if your spouse or significant other, the person you're dating, had a head of white hair? Would you feel self-conscious about it? How would you feel in public with them when most people assume someone with a head of white hair is significantly older?
Wow, I think that you should ask Catherine that question.
But your hair, like, not all of
yours
is white.
Yours is like mixed. No. It's like salt and peppery.
I think that if Catherine stopped putting blonde in her hair, she would have a lot of white hair. Mm. Why would it bother me? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think, it doesn't bother me.
No.
Mm-mm. No?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No. I don't think so. I think, there are very good-looking guys with salt and pepper hair.
Like Tan France from Queer Eye. I love it.
Tan France?
Sorry, what?
Who? Tan France?
I know who Maury's talking about. Yes, he has salt and pepper hair. He's very good-looking.
What's his name?
Tan France. T-A-N.
I thought you were talking about, Tan France. Like, it was, some
What's
sort
his name?
Of,
Tan?
Tan France.
France.
Gorgeous.
Mm. Oh, this guy. Okay, yeah.
I can't wait for some grays in my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Or McDreamy and McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy.
You may not get them for a while more. Like, you're already up in your 40s, and you don't have any gray yet.
Well, I can't.
And your dad doesn't
Sorry, but let me pause for one second. I got to clarify. You're already way up in your 40s, and you don't have any.
No, I would say, I'm entering my 40s.
What?
Bro, more like 50s.
Bro.
Entering.
No, I'm just warming the seat.
Entering your 40s.
Oh, that's seeping hot.
Matthew's getting grays.
Yeah.
I bet he loves when you point it out. Where? Like on his face?
On his beard, and he plucks them.
Oh, okay. What about his hair?
No, none there yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what does he say? Does he freak out?
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't want them at all.
Jesus. I have great chest hair.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have great chest
hair? No, still black.
Really? Uh-huh. Interesting.
Does hair go gray?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't think all, but
ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Why is that so gross?
Drawing the line.
That's drawing the line.
Bruh.
Why are you so interested in that?
Uh-huh.
First of all, as if.
Boy, you're so creepy, dude. Anyway, this is a perfect time to end the DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone. Keep those DMs coming in. Anything that you send in to any of the KISS social accounts, make their way over to Maria, and then we get a chance to talk about them on the show. Maria, thank you.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
DM deep dive time. Love this part of the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Christopher's asking, do you play a puzzle or do you do a puzzle?
You do a puzzle.
Yeah, you
do
a puzzle.
You play a puzzle.
Who plays puzzles?
You do a puzzle. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do a puzzle.
You complete a puzzle.
No, you don't. You do a puzzle.
You do a puzzle.
Nobody says, hey, do you want to go complete a puzzle? Yeah.
You say, until it's complete.
What are you doing? I'm doing a puzzle.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you play Wordle or do you do Wordle?
You
play Wordle. Wordle's
you do
a game.
Wordle.
Yeah, Wordle's a game.
But I do Wordle.
Oh, what about Scrabble? Because that's a game, but also something you can do.
Nah, you play.
You play Scrabble.
Uh-huh. You do Scrabble.
No, you what? Play
you
Scrabble.
You play Scrabble.
And you play Wordle.
I'm
going to
go back on Wordle. You do Wordle.
Yeah, you do Wordle.
Yeah, play. Yeah.
No, but you play Wordle.
No, you do Wordle. I didn't do Wordle today. I've never said I didn't play Wordle today.
Did you do your Wordle? Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's still a game.
But a puzzle's a puzzle. It's something you
that's
you
specific.
Do. Yeah, no. Anyway, nobody plays a puzzle, okay? That's stupid.
Yeah. Next DM.
C says, hey, Maria, was witnessing Maury break his arm the most traumatic thing you have ever experienced at work?
Oh, my God.
For everyone on the team, what's the most traumatic or shocking situation that you have ever experienced at your workplace?
Okay. I've had some real traumatic things, but I'm not going to get into any of that because I'm going to say that recently, within the last couple of months, I think that the most traumatic thing that's happened at work is we got one bathroom here where sometimes the door locks. It's one of those ones that you have to hit the button and you have to listen for the click. Uh-huh. Right. And twice in the span of 3 weeks, I walked in on a guy, two different guys, one guy sitting, right. And then the other guy.
And you lock eyes.
Oh, no. No, because the other guy's standing,
yeah,
and there's a giant mirror along the wall. So when I walk in, I'm not actually looking at him on the toilet. I'm looking at the mirror, and then his head shoots sideways, and we're looking at each other's reflections in a mirror.
Oh no!
As he's standing there, and you get a full side view.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, did you stand there and clap?
No,
or did
I just
you laugh?
No, but I'll tell you what the interesting thing was is that when I busted that door in, right? Uh-huh. I noticed two things. One, the man's eyes.
Yeah.
Two, the stream stopped.
Oh, really?
That's impressive.
Because he had a full body, like,
wow. He was shook.
He had a full body, like, tense up, uh-huh. And then the stream stopped, and then I was just like, sorry. And it's one of those, like, doors that has an automatic thing. Like, you can't pull it closed fast.
It's like on a hydraulic.
Right? It's on a hydraulic, so I got to sit there, and I'm just like, sorry, man. Sorry, dude. Sorry. Sorry.
7 seconds.
Sorry.
You're pulling harder to make
still
it close
sorry.
Faster.
Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry. Yeah, it's not, it wasn't good. So that, to me, that's traumatic, is that one stupid bathroom door in this place.
Damn. Yeah, no, I don't have a traumatic story. Anybody else? Anyone got one?
I mean, seeing Maury break his arm,
because you were there, like, for the entire ordeal, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think what was traumatic was that Maury thought I was Roz.
Yeah. He's calling out for Roz. Somebody get me Roz. Where's Roz? Roz, are you there?
That was traumatic. Uh-huh. That was, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
What else do we have in the DM deep dive today?
Okay. Veli says, it was mentioned previously how Shem was behind the scenes on the Roz and Mocha show for years before making his appearance on air. Are there any other people or staff who are also part of the show but strictly off air like he used to be, and if so, who are they?
No,
there are people who work in like different departments that help facilitate other things for the show, but as part of like the daily what you hear, whether it's the live show or the podcast, it's just us five. It's just the five of us that kind of run and operate and organize everything.
But like we have bosses and there's engineers and everything, but nobody who's sort of who's that deep into the day-to-day of the show,
it's
I don't
just
think.
The five.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, everyone, for the DMs. Whatever it is you want to say, you want to ask, just send them to any of the KISS social accounts. Maria gets them and then brings them to the show. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DM deep dive. These are the DMs that you are sending in to any of the KISS social accounts. Maria gets them, organizes them, and then we talk about them on the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, the first one is for Mocha. Mm-hmm. Tyler says, does Mocha have a little man syndrome? I think the reason for all of his anger is that he's short.
Damn!
Yo, WTF, Tyler, you want to smoke? Like,
wow.
Next DM.
How do you even...
Well, like, what do I say? Nothing I say.
Because if you can't say anything, because if you say no... Right? Then
it's like, what? Prove it?
No, then you're sounding like you're okay with being short.
Which I'm not.
And if you say yes, then you're angry because, like, there's no possible way to even acknowledge the question.
Like, what do you want me to do, Todd? Like, do I challenge you to a fight?
No. Mocha, you rise above it. You're bigger than that.
I see what you did there.
You might need a stool.
Damn. Can we just move on, please?
Sorry,
what else
I thought
you got?
That was good. That was a good diss.
Damn.
Jana says, hey, Maria, I heard on the podcast that you also teach spin classes, and I think that's so cool. How did you learn to be a spin instructor, and how do you balance it on top of your radio job? I love spin classes, and I love to instruct as a side gig, but not sure where to start. Hmm. So I got my spin license with Schwinn Spin School. So I did, like, they have them out of different studios. You can just look online.
Schwinn is the bike company, right?
Yeah, so they have, like, their own... teachers that teach you how to teach spin. And then you kind of make your own flair as you go. Like, you kind of just learn to teach different ways. So I did that like 4 or 5 years ago now.
How long is the course that you have to take?
It's actually one day long.
Oh,
but you're there for like 12 hours.
Yeah. And what do they teach you?
So they teach you like how to set up a bike. They teach you how to measure other people on the bike. They teach you all the mechanics behind it, positioning. And then you do a class and then everybody kind of learns to teach in different ways, and then they teach you about like the gears and everything. And
but let's be honest here, spin requires far less of you than actually riding a bike.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't even have to know balance. At least if you're riding a bike, you have to know balance.
You'd be surprised. You're up and down. You're doing push-ups on a bike.
It requires less of you than riding an actual bike.
Like if you're riding on the street.
Yeah, I guess, because you're trying to hold yourself up. But you're still trying to hold yourself up. Like, there are a lot of positions that like will be
in. You have to get certified for that? You have to get certified to not ride a bike.
No, bro.
No, there's different things that you teach people on the bike.
Yeah, I get it if you're racing, right? But you're not going anywhere.
That doesn't matter.
It's less work than riding a bike.
No, it's not. When you're riding a bike, you're just like along the way. When you're doing a spin class, you're using weights. You're doing push-ups on a bike. You're using resistance. You're doing climbs. You're doing sprints. You're doing steady long runs on the bike.
Yeah, but you're not going anywhere.
You know what, here, how about you come to a class and then you can tell me if you think riding a regular bike is the same as riding a spin bike.
It's easier.
I would love to see you survive one of my classes.
It's easier. I'm not talking about the class aspect. Riding an exocycle, or whatever the hell you call them.
A bike.
A bike. No, it's not a bike. A bike is a bike.
No, these are bikes.
It's still a bike.
No,
it's still
not
a bike.
It's
the mechanics are the exact same.
Isn't there only there's not one wheel?
The mechanics are the mechanics are not even close to being the exact same.
Of course, it's the same. There's pedals.
Yeah,
you pedal and it makes the wheel turn.
Yeah,
yeah.
The that's the basic mechanics.
Sure,
the mechanics of
but it's still
a stationary bike. That's the word I was looking for. Is that the old stationary?
Yeah,
become stationary bikes.
Damn. Anyway. Listen, just move on, please, yeah. Maria. Oh, wait, I actually do have one follow-up question.
Yes.
When you're teaching the spin classes, do you come up with the routine? You're the one in charge of coming up with the routine, the music, the way things progress?
Yeah, so I time my playlist and everything in a song based on what we're doing in those moments.
Okay. What do you call people that aren't, like, doing well? Like, do you have a name for people? Like, do you, like, Slowpoke or whatever? Like, do you call somebody? Do you have a name?
No. I don't call people out like that. But if I know someone's being lazy and they're my clients on a regular week, like, I'll tell them to pick it up because I know they can do more.
Okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
All right. Yeah. What else do we have today?
Okay. Katie says, hey, Maria, do you have a girl dinner and do the guys have a boy dinner? So let me explain. So there's this trend going around on TikTok where girl dinners were like random things. So like you would be having a glass of wine with cheese and that's girl dinner.
Uh-huh.
So what they're asking is, do you guys have like your own version of that? Where it's like the most random thing ever.
Like a glass of whiskey and a bag of chips?
That can be boy dinner.
Because I've had many of those forever.
I can't.
What?
It's just the TikTok stuff where they're inventing things that have existed forever.
This guy's just on
forever.
A complaint. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Guys, did you hear about this thing of where girls eat cheese and drink wine?
And they call
it's
it dinner?
It's called girl dinner.
Yeah. Just play along, bro.
I can't play along.
Okay, damn it, Maury, do you have a boy dinner?
I mean, last night I had ginger ale, cubes of cheese, and cottage cheese.
Okay, boy dinner.
That's a lot of cheese, man.
Are you dipping cubes of cheese into cottage cheese?
Oh, and then in there I put peanut butter, honey.
In what?
In cinnamon.
In the cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Cinnamon? That is so
your stomach
gross.
Must be rotting.
So sorry, remind me again. It's cottage cheese.
Cottage, like still in the container. I don't put
peanut
it in
butter.
Peanut butter.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, honey.
And then cubes of actual cheese?
On the side
that's,
with ginger ale.
That's like what the guy with the homemade bow and arrow brings back to camp after the apocalypse when he found the last, when he found like the last like thing in a grocery store. Yeah. It's like, what did you get?
And, okay, and
hey, everybody, listen.
It's literally the only thing you can use to survive on.
Yeah, okay. We got a little bit of honey. I got a little bit of cinnamon, cottage cheese, and a piece of cheese. And we got to make this last.
Yeah,
right?
Forever.
And then Maury's the guy who eats it all in one sitting.
Oh. Shem, do you have a boy dinner?
Not
play
really.
Along?
I mean, I have like, I like beef patties. Does that count?
I was just going to say,
because it's like an actual dinner.
Yeah. It's got to be
crackers and cheese. Crackers
and cheese. Semi-random. Yeah, sure.
Crackers and cheese for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, crackers and cheese.
Yeah. You sure you don't want to play along, Taraz?
Nah.
Okay, thank you everyone for all of your details.
Your boy dinner is when you make the chicken, you put it in the bowl with the all that stuff. You put it all in the bowl.
No.
That's an actual dinner.
That's just a chicken salad.
That's freaking food, man.
Hey, my kid told me a joke. You want to hear it?
Yes.
It's a good one. Made me laugh. Mm. Why do teenage girls only hang out in odd numbers?
Why?
Because they just can't even.
That's amazing.
That's good. That's really good.
I love it. We'll do the DM deep dive again tomorrow.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM Deep Dive time, y'all. We talk about your DMs that you are sending in to us every day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Jeff is asking, how much preparation or time does it take DJ Climax to prepare the mix every Friday?
Oof.
Great question.
I don't even know. You would know, Mocha.
I know he starts preparing like probably on the Monday
yeah.
before he gets to Friday and like fine tunes, makes his remixes and then organizes stuff for what he's going to remix live.
It's a week
on the Friday.
Basically,
it's basically
right?
a week. Yeah.
There
you go.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's why it's so fire. Grace says, do you find it weird or endearing when people younger than you call you honey, sweetheart, baby, etc.?
I love anytime anybody uses any of those words.
Yeah.
Anytime. There used to be a woman at my bank. I don't think she's not there anymore, but she was like a sugar sweetheart, honey, honey doll kind of. And she wasn't that old.
Yeah.
She was maybe like, I guess like 5, like 10 years older than me. I love those terms. You don't get them a lot in Canada. When you go to America, like certain parts of America, like bus drivers are calling you sweetheart.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. I love those terms. And I wish that you could just use them freely and not risk sort of it being taken as some sort of microaggression.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I don't mind
I love
it.
Them. I love
the
them.
Thing, the question is though, when people younger than you, so imagine like a 15-year-old girl being
no,
honey.
Maria, don't say 15.
22-year-old like, girl.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Maria? Do you find it endearing or
well, like if a 22-year-old girl, I mean, that's not that much younger than me. So like if a 15-year-old girl, very different, turned to me and was like, hey, honey, I'd be like, who are you calling honey?
What if it's like a 22-year-old?
Yeah, what if it's a 22-year-old guy who calls you sweetheart?
Still too young.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay. What if 25?
Okay, yeah, that's 2 years younger than me. That's fine. But no, I'm just saying like, but it also depends on the context. Like if someone's trying to be like, oh, like, okay, honey. And it's like, because girls can use those types of languages in ways to be disrespectful too. So I think it just depends on the situation.
Yeah, it would not bother me at all.
Yeah,
that's fine. Really? I will take a baby, sweetheart, honey, doll, toots, whatever.
Toots?
Yeah.
Wow. Bro, how old are you?
Shut up.
I'm going to come every morning. Good morning, toots.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got today?
All right, Atusa says, hey, Maria, I always wondered how the show finds people for a hell of a story. Seeing as how they call in from different parts of the world, how do you guys find those people? I would love to know.
That is a damn it, Maury question. Mm.
I search the web.
The World Wide Web.
Uh-huh. I search socials. I search news sites.
And people reach out to you.
People reach out when they text story to the Razamoka text line. And I just build a list and try and cycle through.
And then also they have to be good on the radio. Like sometimes
I spend a week. I also spend a week practicing with them too.
Yeah.
You know, so that they know how to tell their story in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah. Cause there's a lot of people that put a lot of useless detail into stories. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But it's tough. It's tough. But they're great. I love Hell of a Story.
Oh, it's like one of my favorites now on the show. Thank you everyone for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in to any of the KISS social accounts to get to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. That was wonderful. Thanks, Maria.
Thanks, Toots.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the KISS 92.5 app.